Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Set Free Live, brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministries. It is our prayer that the word of the Lord will be a blessing to you. We pray that as you listen, the Holy Spirit will enlighten, encourage, and inspire you in your walk with the Lord. Let's go now into the word of the Lord. Be blessed.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody. So let the church say,
amen.
Yeah. Can I get a
witness? God bless you, beloved. Welcome to Set Free Live. I am Apostle Deborah, and beloved, it's a blessing and an honor to be with you once again today. We do thank and praise God for his loving kindness and his tender mercy. And it is just a joy to be able to come and share in prayer with you. Truly, we know that we're living in an hour, beloved, where prayer is so necessary. On this week, Dr. Billy Graham turned 95 years old, and what a blessing for this man of God to share his heart with America. And one of the things that he said, praise God, that he wants to leave America with the truth. And the truth is that we need Jesus. We need the Lord to come back in America. We need to see, amen, people saved and delivered and set free by the power of God. America needs revival. And my heart is burdened for this nation, for the world, amen, to be saved. So as we go before the Lord today, we want to pray for those that are lost. We want to remember those that are backslidden, those that have grown cold toward the Lord. And there are many sitting in the houses of God every week, beloved, that have lost their fire. And we need the fire of the Holy Ghost to burn us. We need God in this hour. So if you have a prayer request and you would like us to touch and agree with you, we want you to call us, 718-664-9578. You can also email us your prayer request at apostledeborah@hotmail.com or apostledeborah@setfreeoutreachministries.org. Drop us an email, beloved. Share your prayer request with us. We will touch and agree with you, believing and trusting God to answer your prayer. Father, we thank you today for this opportunity to come before you. Lord, we thank you for prayer. We thank you, God, for burdening our hearts to pray. And Father God, I ask you in the name of Jesus that, Lord God, you would visit us in a special way. Father, we thank you. We know that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow of things in heaven and in earth, and things under the earth. And Lord God, we know that every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. So Father, we decree and we declare that no internal or external weapon, no matter what it is, Father, whether it's emotional, financial, social, physical, interpersonal, spiritual, or organizational formed against us, will prosper. So Father, we put on the armor of light today, truth to cover our loins. We put on the breastplate of righteousness that covers our heart and our chest cavity. Lord God, we thank you for the gospel of peace that covers our feet, the shield of faith that covers our body, the helmet of salvation that covers our head, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, our weapon that we fight with, God. We fight with your word, and we thank you today for your word is true. We thank you right now. We decree and we declare that the weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal, God, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. So, Father God, we cast down every vain imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. We thank you, dear Lord, that your anointing destroys every yoke in our lives. And so, God, we overrule every diabolical sanction, subverting activity, injunction, directive. Father God, we thank you right now and mandate and order which oppresses the will of God in our lives. We decree and we declare that by you, Lord, we run through troops and we leap over walls. And God, we thank you that you are our God, you are our Lord. And God, gird us up with strength today and make our way perfect, Father God. Oh God, we thank you, God, that you make our feet like hinds feet and you give us stability so that we're able to firmly stand and progress on the dangerous heights of testing and trouble. We thank you, Lord, that when trial comes and trouble comes, you are yet with us, Father God, and you give us strength to endure. We love you today, and we appreciate you, God, for your word, because we know, God, that you are watching over your word. And Lord God, we thank you, God, that you're teaching our hands to fight and our hands to war and our fingers to fight, and you grant us supernatural strength and ability. Oh God, we ask that you would lift false burdens and remove feelings of heaviness, oppression, and depression in the name of the Lord. We decree and we declare that a prayer shield, the anointing, firewall, smoke screens, and a bloodline form hedges of protection around us and hide us from the scourge of the enemy. Lord God, hide us from familiar spirits and all demonic personalities, and God, that would make it difficult, God, for them to effectively track and trace us in the realm of the spirit. We thank you, Lord God, that you're pulling down every stronghold, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and expose satanic representations, and grant us, oh God, divine strategies and tactics to identify and resist and overcome plots and plans established for our demise. Father God, you've given us a great work to accomplish. We war for the release of finances and all resources that belong to us in the name of Jesus. Father God, everything that's been prepared for us before the foundation of the world that pertains to our lives, God, is coming to us now in Jesus' name. We thank you, God, that we will not be denied. So, Lord, we thank you that you're going before us today and you're making the crooked places straight. Now, God, you have your way continually, Lord God, in our lives. And, Father God, you, God, orchestrate our lives and you lead us and you guide us according to your word, because your word is a lamp to our feet and it's a light to our pathway. We thank you, God, that we walk in the light of the word. We thank you, Father God, that as the word takes precedent in our lives, that, Father God, you hear the word of God, and you tell us in your word to put you in remembrance of it, Father God. So we're thanking you today that you answer by your word, Father God. Your word is alive. Your word is quick. Your word is powerful. And Father, we thank you for your word. Stir up your word in your people, Father God. Help us to know, God, that you are speaking in this hour. You're moving in this hour. And Father God, we thank you now. And Father God, I pray that you, God, will begin to touch your leaders all over the world. Touch those, God, that have grown cold. Those, God, that have lost their fervor and fire. Oh, God, I pray that by the power of the Holy Ghost, you will begin to burn down in the hearts and lives of your people. That, Father God, that we would have a true burden for souls. That, Lord God, we will weep and we will cry and we will wail, God, at the altars. We will travail, God, because it's time to travail. It's time to pray. It's time to seek your face until Christ is formed in us, the hope of glory. We thank you today. Oh God, we ask that you keep us from all evil. Sanctify us through your word and truth, oh God. Lord, let us be one, oh God, with our brothers and sisters, that the world might believe, oh God, that you have sent us and that you have been sent, Father God. Lord God, our desire and our prayer for Israel is that they might be saved. And Lord God, your word tells us to pray for Israel. Your word declares that we should pray for the peace of Jerusalem. So, Father God, we lift up, oh God, our brethren and our sisters, oh God, in Israel. We pray for the nation of Israel. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We pray, oh God, that you would move over there, that you would move all in that area. Oh God, all the unrest In the name of Jesus, oh, Father God, we speak peace today. We speak strength today in the mighty name of the Lord. Lord God, let us be counted worthy of our calling and fulfill all the good pleasure of your goodness and work of faith with power. Lord God, let your word have free course in our lives. We need your word today. We can't make it without your word. So, Father God, give us a burning desire for more of your word in Jesus' name. Give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus. Lord God, I pray that the eyes of our understanding would be enlightened, oh God, that we may know what is the hope of our calling. Oh God, Abushe, because God, when we have hope, oh Bashando, oh God, it sparks faith. And we thank you for hope today. We thank you for strength today. We thank you for true life today that comes from you. And, oh, God, that we may know what are the riches of the glory of our inheritance in the saints. And what is the exceeding greatness of your power toward us who believe. Father God, we have a great hope. We have a great inheritance in you. But, God, we must hide ourselves in you that we may not sin, oh, God. Help us on today. Strengthen us with might by your spirit in the inner man. Let Christ dwell in our hearts by faith, O God, and let us be rooted and grounded in love, and let us comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height in Jesus' name. Lord God, let us know the love of Christ, which passes all understanding, that we might be filled with all the fullness of God. O God, Lord, we do exceedingly abundantly above all, oh God, help us, God, that whatever we ask or think according to the power that works in us. Lord God, let utterance be given to us that we may open our mouths boldly to make known the mysteries of the gospel. And Father God, all of your men servants, your maid servants, Lord God, that are preaching and teaching the word, every apostle, every apostolic ministry, every prophetic ministry, oh my God, the fivefold ministry, the evangelistic ministry, the pastoral ministry, the teaching ministry. Father God, we lift them up today and bring order in the body of Christ. Oh God, as you establish your word and your kingdom in us, oh God, bring order to the body of Christ. Put us back into real alignment with you, oh God. Let our love abound more and more in knowledge and in all judgment, Father. Let us prove things that are excellent, that we might be sincere and without offense unto the day of Christ. Oh God, let us know Jesus and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, God, that we may be made conformable unto his death. Father God, we may know you. We must know you. We must know you in power. Oh, my God, we must know you when we suffer. We must know you in times of trial. We must know you in times of persecution. Oh, God, because if we do not suffer with you, we will not reign with you, oh, God. True persecution comes, God, as a result of serving you, as a result of really standing for Jesus. So, God, those that are really going through martyrdoms and sufferings and true persecution because of the name of Christ, I pray today that, God, you would give them strength, that you, oh, God, by your power and by your might, would arm them up, God, and bring encouragement, oh, God. Lord God, let us be filled with the knowledge of your will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that we might walk worthy of you, O God, and all pleasing, Father God, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. Father God, we don't want to increase in our own strength, but only in the knowledge of God. Father God, hide us today. Hide us in your tabernacle, I pray. Hide us, Father God, behind the cross, that people will not see us, O God, but that they will see Jesus. Lord God, let us be strengthened with all might, according to your glorious power, unto all patience and long suffering with joyfulness, God. Let us stand perfect and complete. complete in all the will of God. Let our whole spirit and soul and body, Father God, be preserved blameless unto the coming of the Lord. Father God, the word lets us know that we can walk blameless before you. We can walk without blemish, and we can walk without spot, and we can walk without wrinkle. So shake off everything that's not like you. Oh God, every bit of flesh, God, shake it off in the name of Jesus. Help us, oh God, to get a hold of our mind and get a hold of to the horns of the altar and seek you, God. Oh God, until Christ is formed in us. Oh my God, we thank you now, and we ask that you give us peace always by all means. Oh my God, and be with us in the name of Jesus. Father God, today we make supplication, intercession, and we give thanks for all men, and Father God, for leaders in every nation and in our church and in our ministry, oh God, that we might lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. So Father God, as we pray for our brothers and sisters all over the world, oh God, for leaders in national office and, oh God, state offices and local offices and regions and district offices, Father God, our governmental offices, Father God, we pray for all that are in authority. We pray for the boss on the local job. We pray for the boss in the regions and in the districts and governments. And oh my God, we pray for mayors and governors today, oh God, that are leading states and leading cities and leading counties today. We pray by the power of the Holy Ghost that you would touch every leader, God, every minister, God. Oh my God, that you will get a hold to them, God. Father God, too many of your ministers are slothful and slacking and lacking and procrastinating and making excuse to stay in the realm of flesh where you cannot be glorified. But I pray today by the power of God that you would begin to shake up. Shake up your people, God, today. Let us realize, oh my God, the hour that we're living in, that gross darkness is covering the land today. But oh God, your Holy Ghost is moving, yet moving throughout the land, waiting and wanting to show yourself strong. Oh my God, let faith arise in our hearts today. Renew us, oh God. Strengthen us, oh God, by the power of the Holy Ghost. We thank you right now. We thank you, God, that we are your end time warriors, and we ask you to use us as weapons against the enemy. Oh my God, we thank you today, oh God, that all our enemies that make war with the Lamb be destroyed according to your word, Father God. We thank you right now that we do not war after the flesh, but we war after the Spirit. So Lord God, thunder upon the enemy and release your voice. Hailstones and coals of fire. Oh God, your word is true today. Your word is real. Your word is light. Your word is hope. Your word is joy. Your word is peace. Your word is salvation. Your word is deliverance. Oh God, we thank you for your word. It is healing. It goes down into the marrows of the bone. Oh my God. And it permeates every fiber of our being. And we thank you that as your word takes precedent, it is alive. And it will go forth, and it will accomplish that is set forth to do, and it will not return void. So God, we thank you for your word. Send out your arrows and scatter them. Shoot out your light and discomfort, O God. Deliver us from our strong enemy, from them that are too strong for us. And Father God, I pray that you bind every spirit of witchcraft, every warlock spirit and controlling spirit. You see the haughtiness, God. You see the stiff neck God. You see the staunchness, God, that you're not pleased with. So right now I speak to Leviathan to be put down, to be aborted, to be overruled. In the name of Jesus, I speak to Behemoth to be ruled down, to be pulled down. In the name of Jesus, I speak to the Python spirit, that constricting spirit, to be pulled down now in the name of Jesus. Abort the devil's plan. Abort the plan of the enemy to sabotage the work. In the name of Jesus, expose every evil plot and every hidden spirit and every hidden motive and every hidden agenda in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you today that your word will go forth and it will burn up everything that's not like God. In the name of Jesus, let truth prevail. Let it prevail in our hearts. Let it prevail in the ministries of your people. Let it prevail, God. Oh, my God, in our lives, each and every day as we go to and fro, we thank you now for your healing power. We thank you now for your delivering power. Deliver us, oh God, and bring us into a large place. We thank you today that we are your battle axe and weapons of war. Oh, God, we thank you that you have given us the necks of our enemies, and we will destroy them in the name of Jesus. We thank you that we are your anointed, and you give great deliverance, Father. God, we're decreeing your word today. We are walking in the light of it, God. We're walking in the strength of it, God. We thank you right now that we pursued our enemies and overtaken them, and we did not turn until they were consumed. Oh, God, we have wounded them, and they are not able to rise. They have fallen by and under our feet in the name of Jesus. We thank you today that we tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and dragon. We trample underfoot right now. We tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt us, oh, God. We tread down the wicked, and their ashes under our feet. We will arise and thrush and beat in pieces the enemy. We rebuke every wild boar of the field in the name of the Lord. We rebuke every spirit that creeps forth from the forest. We rebuke every beast of the forest that comes to devour. We rebuke every lion of the forest that comes to slay. We close the door to every demonic rat that would attempt to close, to come into our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. And we bind, God, every spirit that would come to abort, to overthrow in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we come against the very spirit of death that would speak death over us, that would speak death over our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. We take authority over the spirit of death now, the spirit of Antichrist now, the spirit of Jezebel now, the spirit of jealousy now. We take authority over every spirit of bondage, the lying spirit, the spirit of infirmity, the dumb and deaf spirit. We take authority over the spirit of error. We take authority over every seducing spirit, every divining spirit. We take authority over familiar spirits. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, God. We bind the spirit of whoredom now. We bind every unclean spirit. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, we thank you. We thank you for your word. We thank you today that every spirit not mentioned is bound. Every spirit below the earth is bound. Above the earth is bound. Every demonic force that will try to come against the anointing is bound right now. You touch the ministry today that are going through great trial. You touch the ministers, oh God. You touch the apostles today. Oh God, every prophet, you touch right now. Your order, God, your fivefold hand, in the name of Jesus, the true apostolic anointing. Oh God, raise it up the more. Raise it up the more, God, true prophetic voices to go forth and proclaim the word in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you. Oh, God, we praise you. Right now, God, do the work that need to be done in the name of Jesus. Halt the devil in his tracks. Halt the spirit of lies and whoredoms and, oh, my God, immorality now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you now. We thank you for liberty in the Holy Ghost, liberty to pray, liberty to praise you in freedom, oh God. Oh my God. And these unclean spirits that are taking over the land, you know and you see. Oh God, the spirit of lasciviousness. Oh God, the spirit, oh God, of homosexuality, lesbianism. Father God, these are spirits that you're not pleased with. And they don't want us to pray. They don't want us to talk. They don't want us to say anything about the sin. But God, you're judging sin. You're judging it from the pulpit to the door. You're judging it from the White House to the little house and every house in between. Oh God, you're judging America because we have forgotten you. We have left you aside. But oh God, I pray today that, oh God, repentance will come back to America. Help us to repent. Help us, God. Oh, I shout out to Messiah. Help us, God, to repent, God, to come back to you in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we need you, Jesus. Oh, Baba, Shanda, Mose. We need you, God. Oh, no, Messiah. Oh, Tara, Messiah. We need you, Lord. We need you in the schools. We need you, Lord, to touch our young people. God, these immoral spirits is taking them over. Taking them over in their mind. Taking them over in their emotions. Taking them over in their bodies. But, oh, God, we need you, God, to stop by and come sit about us. Touch the Lord. Touch the Lord. Move, God. Move, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, put the women on the altars. Put the mothers on the altars. Put the sisters on the altars. Put the brothers on the altars. Put them on the altar, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Baba, Shake, Messiah. Run, Messiah. Oh, Toroboshai, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Get in the officials. Get in the government. Let them see, God, how far off they've fallen from you. Oh, God, your word declares that a nation that forgets God is turned into hell. Oh, God. We know the judgment of the Lord is on our nation. The tongue of God, the hand of God is on our nation. So God, today I pray that you would arrest your men servants, arrest your maid servants, arrest us today in the name of Jesus. We thank you now. We praise you now. We glorify you now. We thank you, Lord, for this prayer. We thank you, God. Stir up, God. Stir up all weekend. Begin to let prayer go forth. Let it go forth, God, in the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And let conviction fall. Oh, God, let the Holy Ghost fall. The power of God fall. Signs, wonders, and miracles fall, God. Fall, Lord. Move, God. Move, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you now. We praise you now. We glorify you now. Oh, yes, Lord. We got a yes in our belly. In Jesus' name, we thank you for it now. We glorify you, God. Oh, yes, God, we'll forever magnify your name. We'll forever lift you up. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Set Free Live. Set Free Live is brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministries. If you would like more information about our ministry, we invite you to visit our website at www.setfreeoutreachministries.org.
If you would like to sow a seed into our ministry, you may do so by clicking the donate button on our homepage. We encourage you to email us your prayer requests, praise reports, or comments at ApostleDeborah@SetFreeOutreachMinistries.org. You may write us at Set Free Outreach Ministries, 2648 Santa Fe Drive, Suite 22, Pueblo, Colorado, 81006. Until our next broadcast, keep looking up, beloved, and know that God is working all things out just for you, because He loves you and He cares.
Oh, lift your hands wherever you are and let the church.
Church there.